The words of Shinran Shonin. Those who truly attain Shinjin, as they utter Amida's name, being mindful of the Buddha always, wish to respond to the great benevolence. The words of Shinran Shonin, Hymns of the Pure Land, Verse 1, The Collected Works of Shinran, Volume 1, page 321. Good morning. My name is Kerry Kiyohara, and I'm the resident minister of Makawa Honganji on the beautiful island of Maui. This morning, I'd like to share a children's story called The Kids Who Say Thank You Too Much. Once upon a time, in a magical place called Hawaii, 8 beautiful islands in the middle of the big blue sea, there lived a little girl and a little boy. Hawaii was filled with kind and gentle people who always said aloha with a smile and gave big friendly hugs. One day, the little girl and the little boy were walking to school. Suddenly, the school bully, a big kid who was always grumpy and mean, stopped them. "Give me your lunch money." The little girl and little boy smiled and said, "Thank you," and gave the bully their lunch money. The school bully was very surprised because usually kids were afraid of him, and that made him feel like he was strong. The school bully was so confused, he gave the little girl and little boy their lunch money back. "Thank you," said the little girl and little boy. A little while later, the little girl and the little boy met some bigger kids who started teasing them. "You're dumb," they said to the little girl and the little boy, "and stupid too." The little girl and little boy smiled and said, "Thank you. Yes, we need to study harder. Thank you." The bigger kids were confused because usually the kids they teased would cry, and that would make them feel like they were powerful. So they stopped teasing the little girl and the little boy and walked away. At recess, the little girl and little boy were playing in the sandbox, making a big castle in the sand. Suddenly, the school bully and the bigger kids ran over their castle until it was just little piles of sand. The school bully and bigger kids were sure the little girl and the little boy would cry this time. The little girl and little boy smiled and said, "Thank you. Now we can make an even better castle. Thank you." The school bully and the bigger kids were very confused. Usually, little kids would be sad and start to cry. So there they were, shaking their heads. "What's wrong with these kids? They say thank you too much. It's no fun to bully or tease them." Just then, Amida Buddha appeared. Amida Buddha smiled and said, "What happened, children? Why are you looking so confused?" The school bully said, "Amida, I was mean to the little girl and little boy. I took their lunch money, and they said thank you. I was so confused because usually kids are scared of me. So I gave them their money back, and they said thank you again." The bigger kids said, "We teased the little kids and called them names. The little girl and little boy just smiled and said thank you. Usually little kids cry when we tease them, but they just said thank you." The school bully and the bigger kids said, "Then we ran over their sandcastle until it was just little piles of sand. We thought for sure they'd cry, but the little girl and little boy just said thank you because we gave them a chance to build an even better sandcastle." The school bully and the bigger kids said, "The little girl and little boy say thank you so much that it is no fun to bully them or tease them or smash their sandcastle." Amida Buddha smiled and said, "What did you learn from the little girl and little boy?" The school bully thought very carefully and said, "I know. Sometimes things don't go the way we want them to. And I only bully little kids because it makes me feel strong. But in my heart of hearts, I'm lonely because I'm so much bigger than the other kids. They are afraid of me. That's so silly. I just want to be friends." Amida Buddha smiled and said, "That's very wise. Sometimes we do things without thinking that actually end up hurting us more than the other people." The bigger kids thought very carefully and said, "We know. We only tease little kids because we are secretly afraid someone will tease us. We are afraid someone will call us names or make fun of us. That's so silly. We just want to be friends." Amida Buddha smiled and said, "That's very wise. Sometimes we try to hurt other people's feelings because we are afraid they might hurt ours." The little girl and little boy smiled at Amida and said, "Thank you, Amida. You taught us that life can be difficult sometimes, but that is an opportunity to be kind and gentle to every living thing. You taught us that nothing lasts forever, but that just means we can always start over. We should be thankful for everything that happens in life." Amida Buddha smiled, "You children are so wise. Now, what will you all do today?" The school bully, the bigger kids, the little girl, and the little boy all smiled and said together, "We are going to say thank you too much and share what we have, speak pure and beautiful words, and play together in harmony. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you, Amida." Amida Buddha smiled and said, "Mahalo, children, for being such wise girls and boys. Anytime you need me, just say Namo Amida Butsu. I'm always ready to come to help you." All the children smiled, waved to Amida, and said, "Mahalo, Amida, thank you for always helping us. Namo Amida Butsu." And the children all lived happily ever after, playing together in harmony on a white sandy beach in a magical place called Hawaii, 8 beautiful islands in the middle of the big blue sea. The end. This is a children's story, or is it? Imagine the world if all nations just said thank you too much. Imagine how our nation would be if everyone just said thank you too much. Imagine how your workplace would be if everyone just said thank you too much. Imagine your life if you just said thank you too much. Imagine what would happen if you said thank you no matter what life throws at you. It's easy to say thank you when someone gives us a present, but it is difficult to say thank you when something is taken away from us. It is easy to say thank you when something happens in life that makes us feel happy, but it is difficult to say thank you when we experience pain or sadness or disappointment. Why? The Buddha taught that life is a bumpy road filled with potholes of pain, suffering, and disappointment, in between the smooth parts of joy and happiness. The Buddha taught that what we insist is ourself is actually empty, not real, an illusion created by our self-centered mind. Shinran taught that Shinjin, the entrusting heart, the true cause of birth in the Pure Land, comes to us through the embrace of Amida's heart of great compassion and the mind of non-discrimination. We don't receive Shinjin by saying Namo Amida Butsu 84,000 times, being kind and gentle, or even saying thank you too much. We become kind and gentle, we become able to live with strength and serenity, and we become truly grateful only through the working of Amida's primal vow to save us through the Nembutsu. Illuminated by Amida's light of compassion, we awaken to the reality that our life has been given to us, that all that we are is due to the kind and gentle people in our lives, not through our self-effort or calculation. Embraced by Amida's great compassion, we realize that our debt of gratitude to countless people can never be repaid in this life. When Shinjin comes to us just as we are able to accept everything in life just as it is. When Shinjin comes to us, we truly hear the calling voice of Amida Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu, coming from deep inside us, and our self-centered ego cannot stop it. When Shinjin comes to us, we say Amida's name, Namo Amida Butsu, in joy and gratitude for Amida's benevolence in illuminating the path of Nembutsu for us, just as we are. Embraced by Amida's great compassion, we say Namo Amida Butsu constantly, sitting, standing, awake or asleep, everywhere and anywhere. We become the children who say thank you too much. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.